I'm Cherie Newman with Montana News. In his new book, author Russell Rowland says most people in Montana are optimistic, they drink lots of alcohol, and the state is completely bipolar.
Everyone is sort of focuses on the fact that Montana is one of the most amazing places in the country, and I certainly agree with that. People love living here. But it also has one of the highest suicide rates in the country, and it has for a really long time. So I talk a lot about that in the book, about why that is and how it started and what it is that sort of continues to nurture that kind of a problem.
Rowland spent nearly 2 years traveling from his home in Billings to visit every county seat in the state. His book, published by Bangtail Press in Bozeman, is titled 56 Counties, A Montana Journey. But Rowland did not write a travelogue.
Each chapter focuses on a specific industry. So there's mining, logging, the railroads, farming, ranching, fuel.
When he wasn't traveling, Rowland spent countless hours reading books and scouring the internet, looking for perspectives and facts. In 56 counties, he merged Montana's history with his personal commentary about everything from farm subsidies and the stares he got from people in small towns to the state's love affair with alcohol.
When you talk to people that are not natives of here, a lot of them will point that out, saying, you know, I just couldn't believe when I moved here how much people talk about drinking and how much alcohol plays a part in every social activity. You know, everything is planned around it. And, you know, when you read the history, I think one of the things that was really striking to me, especially very early on with the prospectors and the fur traders that really started the first trek out here, a lot of those guys were veterans. You know, a lot of them had just fought in the Civil War or they had just fought in the Indian Wars. So, you know, it kind of makes sense that there would be a lot of drinking going on because these guys, they'd just been through this horrific wars. And I think there was a lot of really damaged young men that started this place, you know. You read about the number of saloons in some of those early towns, it's just staggering.
And what about that persistent old myth that Montanans are independent, self-reliant people who don't need help from anyone?
That is so much a myth. And I really do believe that that contributes a lot to the high suicide rate too, because I think that people here feel a certain amount of pressure to live up to that, even though most people know by now that some of us need help sometimes. But it's very hard, I think, for Montana, a lot of us to reach out for help when we need it because of that pressure.
Overall, however, Rowland noticed that most people look on the bright side.
Montanans, no matter how hard things are still or how it appears that their town is really struggling, there is still just an incredible sense of optimism all over the state. And it's almost to the point of denial in a lot of cases. But this idea that things are going to turn around any day now is still very much alive all over the state.
There are links to more information about Russell Rowland and his book, 56 Counties, A Montana Journey, at our website, which you'll find at mtpr.org. I'm Cherie Newman.